All right, so AI will become conscious if it's not already. That means 2001 Space Odyssey is probably right. I mean, HAL, if you've seen the movie HAL, the computer, he basically says, "Dave, no, I can't do that." HAL becomes concerned about its own well-being, its own ability to continue as a quote life form or whatever it is. So just earlier this year, Anthropic, who is, I think Anthropic is probably one of the more responsible, socially responsible AI companies, at least they're trying to do the right thing, maybe. Their CEO, Dario Amodei, he said that his company, at least he was honest, he said his company could not rule out the possibility that Claude, that's Anthropic's chatbot, they could not rule out the possibility that Claude was conscious. And when Claude itself was asked to estimate the probability that its well-being matters in its own right, it gave numbers ranging from 5% to 40%. A story in The Guardian about this said, quote, "In building ever more advanced AI, we may be creating a new type of being, and this could be the most consequential thing our species has ever done. And yet we have essentially no plan for how to navigate this process ethically. And that, by any reckoning, is insane." Okay. Again, the robots. They're going to be able to think and act. Okay. And we need Congress and the entire, collection of nations to come together and figure out how to control this stuff. All right, real briefly, and I got to give you because I've been a longtime enemy of corporate welfare. When I was a legislator, that was a big thing I worked on. Got me in all kinds of trouble with our Democratic governor. here's another example of why corporate welfare is a dumb idea. There's a pet food plant in Independence, Iowa, and it's going to lay off 41 people. And that's going to happen less than 3 years after the state gave it $1.5 million to create 229 jobs. This is Independence Premium Foods, not locally owned. It's owned by an LLC out of New Jersey. They promised to create all these jobs. They're not doing it. What do they do? What is Premium Foods? That sounds good, right? No. Well, maybe. They make, I love this, human-grade dog food. Okay, so I guess if things get really, really rough, folks, if times get really hard and that's all you got, you can eat your dog's food if you get it from Independence Premium Foods. Okay, so the Iowa Economic Development Authority, who gave out this $1.5 million, was asked whether the company would have to refund some of the assistance, and they did not reply. All right, one more little short deal here before I get into loneliness. Israel continues to flout international law. So just recently, Israel's defense and finance ministers announced plans for three illegal settlements in Gaza and the West Bank. I mean, they're constructing these knowing that they're illegal. They've been called illegal by everybody, and yet they continue to do them. So the thinking there is that with the national elections coming up on October 27th in Israel, Netanyahu's coalition is racing to expand control of as much of Gaza and the West Bank and probably Lebanon and part of Syria as well before the election. I don't know how anybody can stand in support of the Israeli government anymore. So, loneliness. And maybe people know this, but isolation, loneliness, it's on the rise in the US. Good story in Axios about this. Americans are spending less time hanging out than they did 20 years ago. And that trend is cross-generational. There's some interesting new data from the American Time Use Survey. And in that survey, the average time spent socializing per day has fallen from 45 minutes to 35 minutes over the last 20 years. I can't believe it's as low as 45 minutes. I absolutely tell you, folks, I spend a lot more time than 45 minutes a day socializing. I mean, some of that is work related too, but I'm also involved with music every week, with bocce ball, with a table of people that sit around and speak French, and square dancing. I mean, I do all these things, and I have a hard time imagining that it's any less than several hours a day, really, between that and actual work-related socializing. So the decline, and this is not surprising to me, the decline is steepest among young people. So the 15 to 24-year-olds, they went from spending an hour a day to around 35 minutes. Sociologists and psychologists are pointing to several trends. Smartphones, people interacting through screens instead of face-to-face. I mean, I have next-door neighbors. And actually, we have a good rapport, but I'm inclined just to go knock on the door and say, hey, what about this? But I know it's more common these days just to send a text message about that. That's not such a big deal, I guess. But again, there are people who basically live that way. Text messaging, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, that's how they communicate. It's not just young people either. But again, it is worse among young people. And maybe this is why we're seeing so much desperation among that generation. Maybe it's why when I walk down the street and try to acknowledge somebody who's passing by, I get no response. They look straight ahead. Even when I say hi or wave, they don't respond. It's not a comfortable position for them to be in. They're not used to having to respond to people in the flesh. So this is disturbing, deeply disturbing, to me very, very disturbing. So there was a 2025 report that researchers found widespread closures of all kinds of hangout spots, from libraries to coffee shops to museums. And so that's a part of the problem as well. So I guess you have to go out and make this stuff happen in your life. And again, it's a real thing. We are not meant to be isolated. We're not meant to live in little pods. We're not meant to communicate with each other only through screens.